When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
For multiple bonus shows per week and access to our full podcast archive featuring in-depth interviews, movie commentaries and live shows, please check out the Steel Wars Patreon podcast feed. The Content Club level is just $3 a month and is chock full of Star Wars fun and really helps the ongoing production of the show. All the bonus shows download into your podcast app like any other show. Give a month a try at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Link is in this episode's show notes. And if you do, hit us up for a question for the weekly Patreon Q&A. And now on with the show. I really hope you enjoy it.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars, and this is Sunday at Star Wars Celebration. I am very frosty after last night's live podcast and erotic fan fiction live read. Just one of the great nights. I had a ball, so thanks everyone for that. And we're off to the Mandalorian. It is snowing. I opened my curtains today in the hotel and it was so cliche. It was wildly snowing, like in Home Alone or something. So there's that. But let's do the Mandalorian panel and we'll be back after that to talk about it. Dope.
Please welcome to the stage Kathleen Kennedy, Dave Filoni, and John
after the Mandalorian, and this is, I'm watching Chris Taylor write an article on Mashable. Is this how like proper people fill the internet with stuff?
I'm not sure about proper people, but yes, this is how content is created. Okay. You're in the white hot furnace of nice. Star Wars content right now.
How close are we to posting? This is so exciting.
Within the next half hour, I will have a reasoned, studied analysis on why what we just saw in the Mandalorian is the most badass Star Wars ever.
Dude, your article's got zero views.
It's you're getting a live preview. This is not on the live stream.
All right, here we go, guys. Here's the spoilers. The Mandalorian preview, the most badass Star Wars ever. Mashable.
Yep. That's all I've written so far. It's literally the panel has just ended.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm just putting in the Disney photo credit right now. That's very exciting.
Oh, this is the... Oh, I could watch that door open up and down.
Right.
If I don't know what people saw at home, but there's this round door that opens like an iris sort of thing.
The door dilated is such a classic phrase in science fiction, and they really take it to heart in The Mandalorian, along with the eating of Salacious Crumb, which I think is...
That was tough.
That... by itself, probably the number one reason to subscribe to Disney Plus.
So if I stand here with this microphone for the next half hour, could you lose your job?
No, I would just slowly start to ignore you and turn to my screen and I've got some noise cancelling headphones. I'd probably pull those out of my bag.
Dude,
stick them on.
I'm Australian, it outweighs that.
I have a special anti-Australian frequency on the noise cancelling, so...
Well, before I let you go, I think last night you could have done with a bad Australian accent noise cancelling frequency.
Oh my goodness, was that even an Australian accent? It felt like it was going Scottish at several points. But I really just had to sit back and take it.
So someone asked you today what you did, and for everyone that doesn't know, Chris played... Grand Moff Tarkin in our erotic fan fiction live read. So someone says, what did you do last night? What's the brief? What's the elevator pitch?
An erotic fan fiction presentation of Orson Krennic and Grand Moff Tarkin getting it on behind the scenes.
I'll see you at the Clone Wars.
Yes.
It was, thank you for being a part of it. You're a very good sport. You're very funny.
It was one of the finest moments of my acting career.
It was good.
And possibly the only moment of my acting career, because I don't know if I would ever get work again after doing it.
No, I'm a bit worried about getting work ever again after that.
Yeah, I've been meaning to ask you, in fact, about what my rate was. Is it a regular SAG rate, right, for that performance?
It was just, you get paid negative dignity. That's it.
I can, yes. And exposure.
Yes.
In more ways than one.
Oh, my God. I was worried.
Paid an exposure.
Yes. Yes. not positive exposure. Not all publicity is good.
Exposure.
All right. Well, good luck with the article.
Thank you.
I hope your view count goes up.
It really will.
All right. I'll see you at Clone Wars.
All right. Thanks, Phil.
All right, you guys, it's about 1:30. We are back on the show floor, and I've just bumped into Alejandro. How you doing, buddy?
So far, so good, man. How about yourself?
I am having a ball. My voice is even more annoying now that it's, like, breaking up. But you were just saying you're not feeling that Chicago's decided to cosplay as Hoth.
No, I'm hating it. I'm from Miami. Miami's 82 degrees right now. So I'm not used to jacket. I was trying to buy gloves here, and they kept telling me winter's over. So I was getting pissed off every 5 seconds.
What have you been doing at the con?
Walking around, taking pictures. I got a picture with John Boyega and JJ.
Nice.
I got lucky.
Nice. And what did you think of the panel, the EP9, the Rise of Skywalker? What did you think of the trailer and all that?
I loved it. I mean, I love Star Wars, so whatever.
That is a very good attitude. You're my type of Star Wars fan. And what are you looking forward to for the rest of the trip?
The Phantom Menace panel. Hoping we see George Lucas.
That would be... I think it's going to be a real special hour of Star Wars fandom. Did you get into that panel, or how are you going to watch it?
Yeah, I got into the arena.
Yeah, congrats, man.
Thank you.
Well, I'll be in there with you, wiping the tears away and having the best time. I hope... you find some gloves, or the sun comes out. Apparently, it's going to be really hot on Wednesday. So,
I'm back home on Monday. So, I mean, Monday night. So,
well, awesome bumping into you, man. Thanks for doing the show.
Oh, nice meeting you.
Cheers.
All right, you guys. It's now about 1:40, and I've just bumped into Josh from Michigan, who's what sort of Mando are you in the green?
We call ourselves Clan Caroon. Me and my buddies play Galaxies together, and we had our own group on there, and we're just bringing it into this. So
nice. Now, You're off to see Hayden Christensen.
Yeah.
And is this your wife?
This is my wife, Hannah.
Hi.
Hey, Hannah?
Yes.
Yes, how are you doing?
Good.
Now, Josh just told me what you're off to do. Yes. And I was like, I have to let the listeners know. So you're going to get a photo op with Hayden Christensen.
Yep.
Now, what's special about this photo op?
Well, we're going to be revealing the gender of our baby to our family and friends. So we're going to have Hayden do it for us. So that'll be exciting.
Do you guys know?
We know.
We had to find out before we left to be able to make everything to come here. Otherwise, our family would all already know. And all our friends who came, then they would know too. So.
Okay, so you're going to get the photo and then post that online for people to find out?
Yep. Right.
We got a sign for Hayden to hold for us.
Hidden.
Okay, all right. I won't spoil it, but everyone's got a 50-50 chance of guessing. You know what I'm saying?
That's
you know what I'm saying?
It's true.
Well, how did you come up with this idea?
Well, Josh, we said we wanted to find out and do something cool here. And I was like, well, why not do it with, Anakin, like Hayden Christensen. I was like, if we're going to do it big, we're going to go real big. So, plus, a little hint at the gender, it makes it much more appropriate for it to be like, I am your father, kind of thing. It works out well.
Well, that is so cool. Please, if you tweet it out or something, tag us so I can. I would like to find out. But congratulations,
thank you.
My little boy is 6 months old,
it's exciting.
I know. Yeah, that's so cool. So happy for you guys, and hopefully you can make him a little green or her a little green. I don't know why I went with that. I don't know, guys. I don't know.
We don't know.
I talk to Jason Ward. I think he already knows.
Oh, yeah.
I think Jason already knows.
Yeah, he's writing an article about it right now, spoiling it for everyone. But have a great time. Enjoy the pregnancy.
Thank you.
And best of luck. And, yeah, knit him a little green Mando suit. That'll be sick. Or her. I don't know why I go with he. Okay. I don't know everyone. Mine was a boy, so I'm just going with that. But have a great convention.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks so much. All right, you guys, it's now 12:05. I'm on the floor, and I've just bumped into one of the people behind one of my favorite fun Twitter accounts. It's Red5Mom. How you doing?
I'm standing by.
Well, today you're cosplaying as Jocasta Nu, which you are carrying very well.
Oh, thank you very much. I love cosplaying as her. I've gotten lots of good responses. She's a fun thing to do. No, not many people do her, and when people see me, they go, oh, she's an unsung hero. Yes. And I just ran into the librarian of the Library of Congress who wanted my picture. So,
really?
Yes.
Okay, nice. I was actually, my friend Michaela, she's a librarian, so we were talking about that the other day. She was like fanning out. She saw a Jocasta Nu, and she was like, oh, that's my Jedi, because I'm a librarian. So what's been your highlight of the convention so far?
The episode 9 trailer.
Which Skywalker's rising?
I'd like to think it was Luke, but I don't think that's who's rising.
Oh, I love it. That Rey scene just killed me.
That was just the most badass thing I have ever seen in Star Wars.
I just want to see the next 10 seconds.
Yes. Exactly. Does she land on it and run? What does she do?
I get the feeling that TIE fighter will not be in good condition.
No, I don't think so. But some people are saying it's not a fight.
Small dog. It's like a
training.
Yeah, I don't know. We will see. And then what are you looking forward to for the rest of the weekend?
The rest of the weekend, we're going to try and hit up some of the places where you have photo ops of the different Star Wars venues. Mm-hmm. We're going to try and go over and do the Vader Immortal. I want to see if I can do some lightsabering.
I got to do the trials on Tatooine at Celebration in London, and I was uncontrollably screaming with laughter because it was just so... I wasn't ready for how... Like, I was in... Like, R2 was next to me. I bobbed down when the Falcon came. I was in hysterics. So you do that. I'm sure you're going to have the best time.
I have to try it.
Nice. Well, it's so nice to bump into you. And I always love seeing you on Twitter. So it's like, I love, it's almost like we're in a big Twitter feed now, but everyone's real.
Exactly. And that's what's fun about it, seeing everybody that I usually interact with just on Twitter or in social media in person. And I've met so many of them, and it's been so wonderful.
Awesome. So glad you're having a good time. All right. Enjoy the rest of the show.
I will. You too.
And Luke, how old are you?
All right, you guys. We are at the celebration stage. It is 3:20.
Yes.
And I'm here with Corey Van Dyke from the First Order Transmissions, the man behind all those views.
Nice. Okay.
And why are we here, Corey?
Dude, we're at the Clone Wars panel. This is really exciting.
There's more.
I'm stoked.
So for those, like, you know, we're going to have some new listeners this week.
One more.
Me and Corey are podcast buddies.
Yes.
We both lived in California for a few months.
We did.
We got to hang out. So now we get to see each other at conventions.
Yeah.
But all right. So Luke, what happened at the last convention?
The last convention, they announced at the San Diego Comic-Con 2018, they had announced that they're going to do a Clone Wars panel. Now, I had told everybody prior to this panel happening that the show was going to come back.
When I say go,
but nobody believed me. And so we were all sitting. And as a matter of fact, you had told me to protect me. You had told me that Clone Wars was indeed not coming back. Inside sources. And so we're sitting there at the panel.
I just did that because I didn't want your little heart to break.
I know.
I'm my little lamb that I'm trying to protect from the cruel world.
Right. I appreciated that.
Wait,
there's some chaos. Anyways, so what happened was, we're at the panel, right?
Yeah.
And then they announced it was coming back.
And how did you take that news?
Very emotionally.
Did you cry?
I teared up. I'm worried about my state of mind for this one.
So, because we did that together,
yes.
I thought it would be only act.
Yes.
That we team up for here to see the fruits of your labor, how you believe.
Yes. Yes.
I like it that you've finally accepted that I made that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
All right. So you've been sitting here for like, what, 6 hours, something?
Yeah.
After this? All right. So what did you think of the Mandalorian panel? What's all that?
I loved it, man. I'm so excited. I love the scene. I love the two trailers they showed.
Give it up for John.
He looks awesome.
Yeah, that long scene was very fascinating.
Yeah, it never ended. It just kept on going.
I didn't understand all the bounty hunter.
Oh, like the lingo?
Like the,
yeah.
The Chet and the.
Yeah, I don't know. People were clapping and I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah, I had no idea.
I thought I was missing like important stuff, but no, it's just EU stuff.
Right, look at this outfit.
Yeah, it's cool, man. I'm very intrigued about it.
Who you dressed as?
The main thing I remember is that round door.
Yeah.
That opens and shuts like a camera lens.
Yeah.
Love that. Love that.
That's very cool. Did you get a poster?
I didn't because I came through the press entrance and they didn't give out the tickets and stuff. So, but that's all right. I'm having a good time.
We'll figure it out.
I'll live. I'll live, buddy.
Okay.
So,
you're giving out Clone Wars posters after this.
Right over here.
You know that for sure?
Yes, I got a ticket.
Kaya, what I want you, I'm gonna help you out, Jason.
So, what are you expecting today?
You got it.
I'm gonna give a prediction.
You got it. Okay,
love
perfect.
It.
Kaya,
I believe we're gonna find out that the episode number has extended
to
a full
right.
season. As I predicted months ago.
All right, now, here's what I want you to do.
So you're already predicting. That was the whole thing, that like after predicting was going to come back, then you were going to move on to predicting there's going to be more
episodes. Episode count, yeah, and so I'm saying 22.
All right, but have you got insider info?
No, not on this. On other stuff.
Okay, so you've got other stuff.
I know about a returning character.
Ooh.
Work right. The cape, you get over here,
I'm very excited about this.
Twirl, and you strike a pose at the camera.
Tell me now, because everyone will know afterwards, and I want to find out. Okay, who's coming back?
Do you remember Fives?
Yes.
He's not dead. Okay.
Nice guy. High five.
Okay, so yeah.
That's good. All right, my man over here, come on over here. Let's
so
talk.
What is it about these Clone Wars that you love so much, Corey?
I just, I love the story. I love the voice acting. I love the animation. I love that each story is different. It's not the same thing. It's always different stories. And I don't know. It's just, it feels a lot more grittier and a lot more grounded. I like Anakin a lot more in it. You know, I like Obi-Wan in it a lot more. And I also grew up with it. So it's, you know, it's that feeling you guys probably had when you saw Star Wars for the first time.
Gotcha.
That's what I have for Clone Wars.
Nice. And what autographs have you got? Did you do any photo ops or anything like that?
Yeah, we did the Clone Wars cast photo op. So in that, it was Ashley, James, D, Matt Lanter, Matt Wood, Kat Tabor, Tom Kane, and James Arne Taylor. That was awesome.
And when you walked in for the photo op, were they all like, oh, this guy again?
I mean, to be honest, one of them might have been. Then we did autograph signings with all of them. I talked to Matt Lanter for a good 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And he recorded some content with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What for?
On our YouTube channel, we're doing these movie reactions with our friend Gabrielle, as you've seen.
First order transmission.
Yes, so I'm trying to get her to watch the Clone Wars. Mm-hmm. So I got the whole cast to record videos to say watch the Clone Wars. You're not allowed to do that, but they did it.
Nice.
I'm excited about that.
Well, we're gonna do a Clone Wars rewatch together.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're gonna do some pods. So,
I'm excited.
It's going to be, I'm very keen to get into that with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so I think we're about to get started.
Yes.
What time is it? Oh, no, we've still got, oh, no, we've got 4 minutes.
We've got 4 minutes left, yeah.
Okay.
Something cool that you built?
Yeah.
What would you do? Like, it's snowing outside, right?
It is very much snowing.
It's going crazy. It's hot out there. What would you do if the storm got, like, super bad and it knocked out the power just as the Clone Wars thing was starting?
I'd be on the news.
Yeah. You
for
guys
what?
Got engaged the other day? You guys got engaged?
I can't say.
Oh, look at this. You got engaged here. What's your name?
You don't want to incriminate yourself just in case.
I don't at all.
So you guys got
all
engaged. Right, well, how long have you guys been together before you got engaged?
They go through the panel. They talk for half an hour.
Congratulations.
And then they go, okay, we're going to show the first episode.
I've also been told to keep an eye on her right there.
And then the power flickers off.
Oh, shit.
She'll wave at you. I've been keeping my eye
on her. Yeah, again, you hear me on the news.
Keep an eye on her.
Do you think they'll show an episode or a trailer?
Yeah, I think we'll get a trailer and an episode.
And an episode.
Yeah.
The panel only goes for an hour.
Yeah, I think they're going to do 30 minutes of talk. Perfect. And then I think they're going to do the trailer and then an episode.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my prediction.
Well, Corey, we'll come back to you during the panel.
Okay.
We'll get some reactions.
Okay, try the reaction.
And
what are you proud of?
I just hope you have an awesome time.
Thank you, Stu. I'm really excited. We got great seats, too.
We actually do. I haven't sat over here before. And
stop for a second.
Yeah.
Stop for a second.
I've been over there with all the media elites.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So, all right.
Yeah, I'm probably
Corey was saved.
Yes.
Here we go.
I have to admit that without the clones, it would not have been a victory.
Victory? Victory, you say? Master Obi-Wan, not victory. The shroud of the dark side has fallen. Begun. The Clone War has.
I'm Ahsoka?
Obi-Wan. I've been trained to believe.
beautiful.
Celebration or what? May I ask who you are today?
Corey.
Yeah.
The Clone Wars panel started.
Yeah.
But Warwick Davis has gone off to do crowd work. How do you feel about this?
Why didn't they pull me in those seats? That's what I want to know.
Do you know why they didn't put you in those seats?
Why?
Because they want you as far away as possible.
What happens when you get a 50 Ashley Eckstein autograph?
Please welcome Dave Filoni, D. Bradley Baker.
Corey's standing up, everyone. Corey, I can't say. Corey.
Welcome, team.
Corey.
How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah.
Isn't this exciting?
Yeah.
Look how everyone, they're on their
there's
feet.
So many of them.
Getting photographs of you all.
I have that poster.
There seems to be some excitement got it together. In the house today.
I would like to let everyone know that Corey is videoing a show that's getting professionally filmed and live streamed.
Yeah.
This
is my own personal collection.
Dude, it looks like the way you're holding it looks like they're in an earthquake.
I know, I can't get it right.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to happen, to be honest. It's a very challenging show.
Dude, are you noticing it? How different the animation's looking?
I'm not that much of a connoisseur. I just like seeing the Star Wars 1313, that concept show.
It looks amazing. I'm loving it.
I'm going to make that jumpsuit.
Corey.
Wow. Wow. Sophie's got a new lightsaber. She's killing some people. She's got a model. She's a sofa. Oh my goodness. This is it. Wow. Episode what?
Well, take you away. First of all, and first you ever have.
What an amazing response, Dave. I mean, I would expect nothing less, though. That was absolutely brilliant.
Thanks,
bud. Fantastic. Just something to remind you.
You okay, Corey?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Tickets here. Don't forget,
yes, I'm very excited.
You can get this poster. Exclusive mini poster.
Oh, no.
Okay, you have to present this.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, my
actually,
God.
I think I passed out during it.
Oh.
I'd like to watch it again. It was a lot of work.
These people have got other things to do. They don't
right,
want to
and it's snowing outside. It's probably going to enjoy the snow.
Yeah, but they've got loads of them. They want to go eat and stuff. They don't want to see it again.
Corey's going to punch Warwick Davis out.
I don't care. I'll take him out.
So you want to see that again?
All right, let's see it again then.
All right, Corey, just wrapped up. You got two showings of the trailer.
Yep.
What? How are your hopes and dreams?
They're alive and well.
How are you? What happened to your expectations? Met? Smashed?
They met. They met it, yeah. I had predicted 12 episodes. I meant 22. That was not right. Lightning only strikes once. But
What did you feel when he goes, that's why we're only doing 12 episodes?
I was laughing inside. Yeah, man, this was incredible. This is incredible. I'm here with my buddy Nabil, who's also a big Clone Wars fan. What do you think of it?
It was amazing, jaw-dropping. The animation is sick. It's so out of this world. Like, yeah, you can still tell that, you know, it follows the same Clone Wars animation. It's just obviously more modernized and all that stuff. And it's just, oh, man, I can't wait.
What was your jaw-dropping shot?
I think the shot where we see Ahsoka walk in and Rex is there with the clones, and they all have the
you gave a massive gasp when she got her sabers.
Yes,
back.
I did. That might be it. Yeah. That might be the one.
That landing she did, where she dragged the sabers like into the ground, like Qui-Gon style.
Yeah,
that was pretty sick.
Right. Well, how about her and Maul? Ray Park is freaking doing the mocap.
Yeah, I'm sort of like seeing people that I know. Nothing's like. Seeing lightsaber fights when I know the outcome,
I get that.
It's sort of not that,
right?
You know, with the story around it, I'm sure it's going to be a lot better. But just like seeing them, to be honest, because I'm not super into it, it just seems like it was it doesn't stand out as super new footage to me. Do you know what I mean? Corey is pulling
good
a face to me. Corey's pulling a face. Hey man,
I watched your episode 9,
dude. I'm here to support you, buddy. Don't keep me out of the Clone Wars community.
All right.
Oh my god. Don't need you coming up against me. Jeez. All right, Corey. Well, it was an absolute treat.
Yes, it was.
It truly has been saved.
Yep.
Corey was saved.
I'm excited.
All right, you guys. It's 5 o'clock. We have de-Clone Wars'd. Corey has gone screaming off into the convention. And I have just bumped into my old buddy from Melbourne, you know her, you love her, it's Catherine Neen. How you doing?
I'm pretty buzzed. It's been a fantastic 3 days. 3 days, 4 days? I don't know.
I couldn't tell you. I think it's today's Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. Four days. And we're cruising around, and we're in front of the big diorama builders where they're building a giant Scarif.
Yeah, it's looking very cool.
It is looking cool. I like that they've got binoculars, so you can go in and zoom in on the little characters. But how have you found it all? You know, you've listened to all these podcasts and people talking about what's been going on here and podcasts from previous conventions on the floor. How has it sort of lived up to what you expected?
It's bigger. It's bigger than what I thought. Like that first day, just the preview day, being here and seeing just the scope of what was going on was just amazing. And the number of people, the buzz in the air is just the best. And meeting, you know, all these people, I mean, we say, Twitter's come to life, and it is like that.
I'm just getting a little Star Wars kids sticker because I'm a Star Wars kid.
Did you get my first Star Wars Celebration badge?
No.
I got nothing. I got cleaned out. Sorry. I got a pen. No. Oh, you want one of these?
Yeah, it's your first Star Wars Celebration.
Wait, here. These are all of them for the rest of them.
Oh, okay.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There you go, Catherine. I just got you my first Star Wars Celebration pin, which you should be wearing with pride.
Yeah.
So it's a lot bigger than how you imagined.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're having fun? Like, you like how it works and stuff? You're sort of getting to things that you want to go to and all that stuff?
Yeah, I'm getting the hang of it, you know, now, on day four, but... yeah, so it's definitely great having a crew to sort of sit with and ask questions of.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's been amazing. It's been amazing seeing everyone who just loves Star Wars and, you know, the buzz in the room. I was very, very lucky and won the lottery for Episode 9, The Mandalorian, and Phantom Menace. So,
What's out of the Mando and the Episode 9 one? Which one was your...
Episode 9. I lost my mind.
Me too. But yeah. The Mandalorian one did have the better doors.
Ooh.
I like that round door that shuts like a lens.
It had some absolutely beautiful photos and some shots, and I can't wait till everyone gets to share all that footage together.
Now, Catherine, out of all the people on the planet, you have probably attended the most Steel Wars live shows, especially now that you've cheated and come to another country to see one. How did last night stack up?
It was pretty out there. It was out there seeing a fanfic read live. And I had front row, as is my norm.
Yeah.
And I did not count on Johnny Grasso getting so into character.
No one did. From where I was sitting, I couldn't really make out what was going on because of the angle, but I hear it was...
Yeah.
Nice. What about that accent he did?
What was that?
That was acting. That's what it was. Mm. So it's all been worth it?
Yeah, it's been the best. It's been the best time.
What about this?
Woo! Go Ewoks!
So a biker scout trooper just ran past with an Ewok choking him. So I got a photo with that. I got to post it. That is a good cosplay. All right. Well, I'm so glad you're having a good time.
Yeah.
And no doubt we'll see you around the con. Stormtrooper just ran off again. Alrighty, you guys, I have bumped into an old buddy. It's the Ginger Prince, all the way from the UK. What's going on, man?
Greetings, listeners. This is Steve, the Ginger Prince, and it's lovely to bump into Steele again.
I know Steve because I listen to him when he does his guest spots on Star Wars Action News, the collectibles, and see how he goes straight into like a pro. Like, I've been dealing with these amateurs on the floor, and then you come in and, you know, you drop in who you are, and we're off. Very professional.
We're an old hand at this now.
Now, you've hooked us up with your Star Wars Celebration exclusive, your little giveaway, and it is awesome that it's a patch with Ackbar and Wicket. And what's it called? Unlikely Pairs?
I called it the Unlikeliest of Pairs. It was designed by my good friend Gav, the Retro Draftsman.
Uh-huh.
He's been making superb sort of graphic art over the last 5 or 6 years, but he's just decided to retire. So this is the last thing he's ever going to do. Ooh. So it's quite a collector's piece in that regard. And it's based on the Kenner 2-packs that were released to KB Toys in the 1983-1984. It's when they wanted to dump a lot of figures. So they did so by packing them in these really random 2-packs on really basic cards. The back of the figures had no printing, nothing on at all, just a grey back of the card. Oh. And the front's got these wild sort of 70s colours of orange and brown. I collect Ackbar and the wife collects Wicket. And we actually own this 2-pack. And it's where our two collections cross over.
Oh, that's so cool.
So she has
cool.
a Wicket collection, I have my Ackbar collection, and this is the one thing that has both of them together. So this is in the lounge at our house. It's the one big Star Wars thing that we have in our lounge.
Oh, my God.
As a prime collectible.
That is so
sweet.
It has
a lot of meaning. If you flip over the patch, you've got that little story on the back as well.
Okay.
Always like to do a bit of a story.
Well, that's not true to the thing, because if the back of the original card was just grey, you know, you put text on, that's not, you know.
we like to do things a little different.
I'm gonna have to true fan you on that one. But that is such a, because I saw where you got the inspiration from that pack. Mm. I was like, that's so cool. But the fact that it's your two collections on the one thing, that is, I don't know what that.
We're being crashed by a boombox here.
What is it?
Dead Star Wars characters boombox.
Is Chewie dead?
Chewie's not dead.
They got a candle out for Chewie.
I don't know, but there's this weird possession going through past it. And Gizmo's here.
Gizmo
Jedi. I've never seen a Gremlin Jedi before. That is so cool.
That's a great bit of cosplay. Jedi.
Wow. How are you out in such bright light? Aww, he's so cute.
I think he's all right as long as you don't feed him before or after midnight, is it? Or before midnight?
Don't ignite his saber after midnight. Or something. And what's been your highlight so far?
We've not been into any of the major panels. We've done a lot of the collecting track. You know, a big collector. So, a lot of the collecting track. But really, the highlight of any celebration is bumping into old friends like yourself. And, you know, we don't get chance to see each other very often just at these big events. And we've had the biggest Star Wars Action News presence that I've known in the 12 years I've worked for them.
Nice.
We must have had over 20 of the staff here. So it's been really good to have us all here as a crew, you know.
Yeah, that's my favourite bit is, bumping into friends and bumping into beers.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I'm up
well,
to.
Well, I'm holding a con beer as we talk. So.
Love it.
Doing it right.
Well, it's so good to bump into you again, Steve. And it's so weird that we always do end up... I guess it's weird how you... There's so many people here.
Well, I guessed on yours, you guessed on mine. This is the way things work.
It is. Thanks so much, and enjoy the rest of the trip.
And you...
I'm losing my voice.
Safe travels.
Thanks. Oh, wait. Let's talk about this before we go. Now, you gave me a little gift.
Oh, yes.
For someone else.
Yes.
With a bit of a direction.
Yes. Oh, it's definitely a direction. So, do correct me if I'm wrong, and I really apologise. But your son's called Harrison, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. So, a while ago, I decided that we must bring Harrison up in the right way because I can't trust Steele to do that on his own. So what I've given to Steele is the Admiral Ackbar mashup figure because I want Harrison to grow up loving Ackbar. So he's a really lovable representation of Ackbar. So hopefully Steele will take that home with him and we'll get some proper morals instilled into the boy.
Steve, I will ensure that young Harrison knows all about traps. All right, he'll be all about it.
You wouldn't want him falling into any.
No, that is good. So that is, I will take that on board. And thank you for the little gift.
No,
and I know Jackie will love that as well. And thanks so much. It's awesome to see you.
My pleasure.
Cheers.
Take care.
All right, you guys. It's about 20 to 6. This guy's killing me. He's about to leave. The first lever. Oh, no, the second lever. But the other people left yesterday, so it didn't feel as bad. He's a bit close to the bone. Welcome back to the pod, King Tom.
Thank you. If it makes it any better, Steele, I don't really want to leave.
Doesn't make it any better.
No, I tried.
It's not about what you want. It's about me.
I know, but that's all you're getting from me right now.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, so what was it like to live call into the show last night?
I'm not exaggerating. I was thrilled, and I was really hoping that I didn't mess up.
Ah, so we took a couple of audience questions, and Tom, being the ultimate questioner on a podcast, was the first to do and got a rousing response.
I don't expect to get that type of response, and it means a lot to that people like what I say. And I would say that I love a certain movie franchise, but that's already someone else's tagline.
Oh.
But I do love it, and I love talking about it.
I'm not going to gatekeep love.
I love Star Wars.
Excellent. Now, you bumped into Ahmed Best. Tell us about that.
It was really nice. It was like right down there in the big aisle. I went up to him. He was with a handler. I said, "Hey, I just want to say I'm a fan, and I've really followed your YouTube." Videos. I could tell you put a lot of yourself out there, and I appreciate you doing that. And then I nervously asked for a picture, but I guess they can't take pictures when they're going to and from here.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was very nice, very gracious.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what panels, what big panels did you get, any of the big ones?
Today I only went into The Mandalorian.
Okay, let's talk about that. What's going on?
Okay, I have no idea what's going on with the show, but I'm good with it. Well, I have some... Obviously, we heard some of the first part of the plot, and I like the way it's set up. I feel like now we're really getting into the post-Empire between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens era. And I'm very glad we're finally starting to get those stories. And it's nice that we're going to get to see what happened to the Mandalorian people and other areas of the galaxy.
Do you think it's... I don't know. Visually, it wasn't... It didn't look like a Star Wars film. It looked like more... I know, like I was just talking to Dom about it, and it had a bit more of, like, in the middle, like a really good fan film sort of... I don't know. There was just bits that... There was a bit, right? And I, like, it looks sick, and I can't wait to find out more about the world. But it just... I was sort of like, this doesn't look like a star. Like, it doesn't. It's not as cinematic. And there was one bit where a guy came around a corner with two guns on his shoulders.
Uh-huh.
And that looked so ragingly fan film.
Yeah, and I think we are going to get... We're going to see more like that as they do more with Star Wars, because they want to try and expand the galaxy. At least that's my way of justifying it. It doesn't... It looks great, but it doesn't look like a movie. I agree with you there, because they're doing something new.
But even like the shot, I don't know, the shot of Frank Frigg, what's his name? Is that his name? From Breaking Bad, in the TIE Fighter, it just had a different look about it than an in-film shot of someone in a TIE Fighter.
Yes, I can see that, and either they're going to fix it or it's going to take some getting used to on our part.
Yeah, because I was wondering before the con, I'm like, is it going to look like a Star Wars TV show, or is it a Star Wars movie on TV?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's a Star Wars TV show.
Yeah, but we got a trailer of behind the scenes thing and a scene, so I was very impressed with the panel.
Do you know what we got that I love?
What's that?
That door.
The door. Oh, the circle one that...
Can't get enough of that door.
That was a really cool door.
Every time that door opened and closed, or he stood in that door, I'm like, that's a pretty sweet door.
Do you think they'll talk about it more than the table in Mary Poppins?
They should, man. I don't think they will. I don't think that door's going to get its due. But, you know, what are you going to do? Yeah. So, what's your highlight of the whole thing? What are you, when you're on the plane tonight, what are you going to be like having warm feelings about?
I think you and I talked about this before. It's still the people. As great as the Episode 9 panel was, as amazing as seeing all of this stuff, the costumes, the panels, it's the people. Because that other stuff I can see at home. And at the same time, a lot of the people that I'm friends with, I could talk with online. But it's nice finally meeting them in person, although we've met before, so.
Yeah. I was a bit annoyed. I had King Tom exclusive.
Well,
you know, I was the only one that had ever met him. And
well, you're still in the lead.
I'm the founder.
Yes, you are the founder.
I can gatekeep. I'm the true King Tom fan.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'll get some stickers made.
Thank you. Don't get stickers. Stickers are my thing, buddy.
Okay.
Buttons.
Badges.
Yeah, get those things. Get those things. Yeah, I don't know how much I talk about this in the podcast. Do I talk about this in the podcast, how I can't have badges? I know I talked about it last night.
I think you've mentioned it a few months ago about something.
Okay, right. So I couldn't take pins because I moved countries and I realized how much, like, just little con things I had. And so I'm like on this no pin thing. And then this guy went to give me a pin before.
A rush.
No, not a rush. Oh. And I go, oh, sorry, man, I'm not... And then I looked at what it was, and it was this, and I said, oh, yeah, thanks, mate, I'll grab that. So I made an exception, because it's a little milk carton.
Very nice.
With
I like that.
Green milk on it. It's got the little thalassiren. And, so I'm going to... Send word to Araj that I accepted a pin.
I will. I will let him know.
He's like, he left last night at about 5 in the morning after... Oh, he didn't, but me and Les, I had this bottle of wine in my fridge. We just, like, drank a bottle of wine at, like, 3 in the morning after the live show.
Oh.
And,
I did talk with, or I texted him, and he had a rough first flight
to Phoenix, I think he said.
Rough in what way?
There was a lot of refunding going on.
Oh. Excellent.
Yes.
As an event coordinator, to hear people spewing after your event, it's a badge of honor.
Yeah, exactly.
That is awesome. Well, Tom, it's always a pleasure, buddy.
Same.
And I'll see you back on the internet.
Where you belong.
Gatekeeper.
All right, you guys, it's 6:30 on the floor. Things are getting, they're winding down. But we're here with Alex Damon from Star Wars Explained. And on the our pre-shows that we did, our pre-game shows, we did sizzle that you were going to go get your photo op with Donald Faison. And you didn't say you were going to mount him. What's going on?
Well, okay. that's not how I would describe it. It's
what do you mean? You're
I'm on his back, yes.
Yeah, that's mounting.
No, that's called Eagle. If you're a Scrubs fan, you would know that his character Turk would throw his best friend JD on his back and they'd run down the hall and he would scream Eagle as he did it. So I was just going to have a normal photo standing next to him like a regular human being. But I saw someone in front of me ask if they could do Eagle and he did it. And I was like, ugh. I can't not now. I know that's an option. I would regret it forever. So I asked, and he was like, get on. Like, he was so into it and enthused. Like, I got to tell you, he was so nice to everyone that was taking photos with him. Usually it's like a very fast in, out. And it was still quick, but he was taking time to shake hands and, like, say great to meet you. And he was so nice.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, does that make you... Are you now his new Zach Braff? Is that what's going on?
I don't think anyone could ever replace Zach Braff in his heart. I think that would be impossible. So I don't even want to try to do that. I think they would be mad at me for trying.
I don't know. You can be my Zach Braff.
No, that's fine.
I'll carry you around.
I'd love that right now.
You can mount...
Can I hop on your back right now?
You can mount me anytime.
I'm so tired.
Hey, Molly, what do you think about your husband coming here and mounting people all over Chicago?
I mean, it's the one person that he's wanted to mount for quite a while, so he deserves it.
Okay. I love it that he's got mount hopes and dreams. What do they call that when husband and wives have got their... That one thing where if you meet a celebrity, you can, like, hook up with them? What is that?
Just a list, right?
Celebrity
free pass or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
freebie list, maybe. Yeah.
So you've got a mount list.
Well, I checked off one of them.
Nice. That's
I gotta add more to the list, I guess.
And what did you make of that Mando panel?
I was really into it. I screamed at the IG-88 part.
Oh, yeah, that got
that floored me.
I was sitting next to some people from Disney during that, and they were like, hey, why did they all, like, not like...
why did
not,
they care?
Not Lucasfilm, but, like, Disney, and they were like, hey, when that robot started shooting, why did everyone cheer? And I'm like, remember Empire Strikes Back?
I know, but the explanation's no better. They're just like, hey, remember that robot that stood there and turned its head a little bit?
Well, he's flexible now. He's limbered up, and he's ready to go.
Now we can know he can turn more than just his head.
Okay, explain this to me, Mr. Star Wars Explainer. When they were having that long conversation about chits and fobs and whatever, is that all Star Wars lingo? Is that bounty hunter lingo?
I'm not super familiar with that, but it sounds like maybe the pucks are like a little holographic image of their target. And but I honestly was keeping up with it, but I don't know that there's established lore behind that. Or maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I need to go back and read some of my Legends stuff.
Yeah, someone sort of said that was all... referencey, because they were sort of like, oh no, it was a bit too referencey, a bit too fan film referencey or whatever, but I was just like, are you guys just making up words as you go, like random ones? I've got to go this way and you guys are in a hurry, so I will say goodbye to you guys and I might see you later on at the Black Series Rebels thing.
I hope we do see you later on at the Black Series Rebels thing.
Bye, Molly.
Oh, bye.
Who are you, who's back here? Do you hope to jump on?
Oh, well, you met Christopher Sean.
I did shake Christopher Sean's hand, too.
He said you looked strong.
He did.
And then I saw him, and he looks...
He looks way stronger.
He looks very strong. I would jump on his
mountable.
Back.
He looks mountable.
Alex, no offense, you look anything but strong at the moment. You look very, like, like neat but disheveled. Like your hair is neat.
Well, then Christopher Sean is nicer than you.
Wow, what a revelation. Another negative YouTuber. And I'll see you guys tonight.
Yeah, see you later.
All right, you guys, it's now 10:50, and the day is well and truly done, but we're down at Hawes's Haunted Hotel, the Congress Plaza, apparently Chicago's most haunted hotel, to have a few Sunday night drinks, and who knows, we might record some Patreon After Dark action, and I am here with my good buddy, Hawes Burkhart.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
Not much, man. I am fairly worn out today.
No time to be worn out, buddy.
No. A whole nother day left.
That's Tuesday's job.
Yes.
I've got to move house on Tuesday, so.
Wait, you got to go home and move the day you get back?
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah. Well, I just posted up my interview with Daisy Ridley, and that's destroyed the internet. And
I don't quite understand why.
I sort of understand why people might, you know, like or dislike it, but getting angry, like one guy was like, why did you post that?
I saw that. He was like, why would you ruin that for everybody? And I don't know, man, I went through all the work to get that and I'm just not going to use it.
We haven't got to talk. I missed you the entire day.
Yeah, man.
Mandalorian.
It was awesome. I think that episode 9 panel is hard to beat, but that Mandalorian panel was sure something. And last night when we were hanging out, I told someone, like, you know, I think we'll get a trailer, but my way out there hope is that we get a completed scene just from some episode. It'll never happen. So we got a trailer, a completed scene, and a behind-the-scenes reel all in one panel.
Yeah, the visual style of it is a bit jarring to me.
You know, what it kind of reminded me of, and I don't know what about it it is, something about it reminded me of Rogue One in certain parts. The look of it or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It definitely, I was talking about this with someone today. But it definitely, I was wondering what the look of it would be, like a TV show. And it definitely seems like it's a Star Wars TV show.
Right.
Not a Star Wars movie on TV.
Right. Not a an 8-hour Star Wars movie cut up in the chunks.
Like, just the shots. I don't know. Maybe because I was hyper aware. I'm not sure. But the shots just didn't look like movie-esque.
I gotcha. Has anybody checked on Claire?
She doesn't want people. She actually tweeted, like, can people stop tweeting me about this? Because there's a, what are they called? The monkey lizards?
Kowakian monkey lizard?
Yeah, there's one of them on a spit roast and another one in a cage.
And
which,
they are not having a good time.
Dude, they are. They reacted badly to the Daisy Ridley interview.
So, in one of the pieces of footage, I think it was the trailer, we see sort of that bug-eyed droid. Like, he's like holding a gun up at once. I think he might be with, like, part of the Mandalorian.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
The first time, because, you know, they showed us the trailer part, like the montage part twice. I was like, that's Forlom. Forlom, so they just showed us Forlom. But then on the second viewing, it's definitely not. He looks quite a bit different.
Wow. We got what we always wanted, Hawes.
We sure did. We saw him move.
He wouldn't stop moving. That's all he's doing. He's making it up. He's limbered up. And, he's just tearing.
Yeah, and did you see the Brez himself confirmed IG-11 today?
Ah, okay.
He confirmed it. IG-11, not IG-88.
Interesting. Yeah, it didn't look like that to me. Like, it didn't. Like, I was always sort of like, It didn't look like IG-88.
Yeah, he's got those shoulder pieces that IG-88 doesn't have. So, like, you know, I guess you could always say he upgraded himself or something, but that doesn't appear to be the case. It's just a completely different droid. Hey, and can I ask you something? I was kind of, it was early, and I was a little delirious and excited. Do you remember the sort of stage where they were showing us concept art?
Mm-hmm.
Was there not a piece of concept art that they showed that was the Mandalorian sitting at a table in like a cantina with either another Mandalorian or Boba Fett?
Oh, I don't remember that.
See, I think I might have dreamt this up. I asked King Tom, and he was like, I don't know, buddy. I don't think that happened.
Yeah, I'll go with the king on that one, buddy. I'll go with the king on that one. I have to ask you. This will be... I'm not even sure if this is, like, too hot for Patreon.
Okay.
But we will be posting up the erotic fan fiction portion of last night's show...
Oh, my God.
...to Patreon.
Right.
You know, your podcasting partner on Rogue One...
Yep.
Johnny Grasso was up there. Chris Taylor, Emily Lind, Randy Lagudice. What did you make of what that was? Were you aroused?
I was not. And, like, I'm pretty sure once you go and look at the footage, you're going to hear. Like, I was trying to be very respectful as an audience member, but I think at a certain point, you're going to be able to hear me yell out, oh, okay, man, that's good. That's good, Johnny. Because, like, you know the term... How the sausage is made? I think we were about to see how the sausage was made, and I was not down.
He does a great Australian accent, though.
Great. And it was consistent. It definitely didn't change between lines. That was so much fun.
Oh, man, because I was wanting to... Because we had Chris Taylor, who's English, and so I thought it would be funny, you know, just to have someone actually doing a good Tarkin.
Right.
And then having someone doing a horrible Krennic.
It was perfect, and then with your sound effects, like, when you went on that tear of playing, oh, I'd love a 4 and 20, like, 30 times, perfect.
Spoiler alert. There is, like, I was talking to someone today, and I was saying, because when I do the live shows, I'm always like, I want everyone to have a good time, do you know what I mean? They've taken time out of their day to go do the thing, come to the show, support the team. And so I've always, like, while I'm doing it, I'm sort of always like, make sure everyone's having fun. Make sure everyone's like, even during the show.
Right. Right.
It's always on my mind. But halfway through that, the fan fiction, when I got addicted to just hitting this one certain sound effect, I was like, this is for me. I'm having a ball.
Buddy, I was watching that go down, and I knew what was happening. You fell to the dark side of the sound effects machine. We got one on Blue Harvest. Right around the end of the last year, and I've been there, man.
I was more sound effect than man.
You were.
Twisted and evil.
Twisted and evil. Dude, it was so much fun. That venue was cool.
Mm-hmm.
The vibe was cool.
Yeah, everyone was super friendly.
Yeah, man, it was just a good time.
Yeah, good panelists. Horst Burkhardt was up there.
Thanks, buddy. I didn't catch their name, and this is going to be... A reference that may be a little over your head, but they came out and I was hanging out with our buddy Raymond.
Yep.
And I was hanging out with Randy and we were talking. They stopped me and they said, hey, we've never listened to your show before. We're going to check it out. Can you give us like the names of them and stuff? So I gave them the podcast. And before they go, the guy goes, have you ever listened to the Howard Stern show? And I go, yeah. And he goes, there were segments of that reminded me. And he said, Steele was Howard, and you were Artie Lang, which was like his comedian sidekick.
Yeah, yeah.
But Artie Lang is also like, he's a big guy and a heroin addict. So on one hand, I was like, oh, that's a compliment. Like, that guy's really funny. And then I was like, this morning, I was like, hey, Jesse, do you think I took that the wrong way?
I think you'd be okay. I think you'd be okay. Tomorrow, what are you saying?
So, tomorrow I think it's just going to be my day to do the floor. Like, I haven't looked at the floor much at all, and that's typically one of my favorite parts. So, I think we're going to sleep in, quote unquote, until like 8, and then head up to the convention center and check some stuff out, maybe pick up a few things.
Nice. Have you done much shopping?
No. No, the only thing I've done is the Celebration show store and the Hasbro lottery today.
Yeah, I got the Hasbro lottery the other day. I got my Bush itty bitty today.
Nice.
And got to talk. Oh, how's this? This is a scoop, you guys. Catherine Neen, I'm coming at you with an itty bitty scoop. So I was talking to Christine, my buddy at Hallmark,
right?
Itty Bitties, and you know she's like in product development and stuff. And we were talking about the Bush, and I go, "Oh, I don't want to sweat you, but I was pretty disappointed it didn't come with a removable helmet."
Right?
And she goes, "Oh, I tried.
Oh,
it was just going to turn out too expensive. We're trying to work on Velcro and stuff."
I gotcha.
And I said to her, "I said, to your credit, you take the stupid things I say to my Star Wars friends
seriously."
Yeah.
Dude, when we got here today, there was someone loading up their car to leave, and they had six of those Darth Maul spider leg statues on one of those, like, luggage carts.
What, the expensive ones?
Yeah, the $200 ones. Six of them. And have you seen people carrying those boxes around?
Nah.
They're the size of, like, two travel, like, carry-on suitcases. It's huge.
How many of them do they make?
I don't know, because I've known people that said they went to the booth the minute the show opened and they were gone. And they have more every day.
Yeah, because it just seems like a really expensive thing to make a limited number of.
Right, and on the show floor, other vendors are already flipping it, are trying to at least, for like $800.
You see that at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Comic-Con exclusives on there. But I did get, the other thing I did buy, so I've bought the Itty Bitty,
right,
the Hasbro, and I couldn't resist, because they had in the Wintrust Arena, the celebration stage, the big one, they had at the top, they had little kiosks with little mini Star Wars stores.
Oh!
Like you know how where you'd normally just buy like a team jersey?
Yeah.
They got a Star Wars shop set up.
What did you get out of there?
I got the teddy bear spider leg mall.
Nice. So you got them to troll yourself.
Yeah, because this is, for anyone who doesn't know, I collect things that I don't like in Star Wars so I can, like, take ownership of them. And also celebrate the things I hate about the things I love. Do you know what I mean?
Have you messed around with it?
No. It's just in my room.
Yeah.
It's in my room. Alrighty, man. Well, it's been a great Sunday.
So far, so good.
Let's hit the bar.
Sounds good to me.
Whip up some late night content for the Patreons. If you're enjoying all the episodes, please pod it forward. Give us a retweet or a share on Facebook. Make sure you go check out Steel Wars on YouTube, because we've got video of all our cast and crew for The Rise of Skywalker. I'm learning how to say that title. Very difficult. Thanks to Paul Jones in Australia from the Geek Dudes and Hey Hey, It's the Podcast, who's doing all the editing. Your mate.
Friend Jonesy, buddy. How's it going?
And give us a sweet 5-star review on YouTube if you haven't. We're down here. We're having a ball, but we're also working our tuckuses off after we get home to make sure all that content gets up there. So really appreciate your support. Thanks for listening, and may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.